This is the January 10th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 250 for property ID 986026498. The property address is 3114 Northwest 125th Circle, and the property is owned by Dennis and Marcia Ard. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the appellant, or the assessor's office, and no one present for the appellant. The appellant submitted a letter discussing a traffic road easement on the subject property and sales information from 2017 for a comparable property and the subject property. The assessor's evidence included three sales and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. Since no one is present, I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the January 10th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 254 for property ID 922-32534. The property address is 2516 Northwest Walden Drive, and the property is owned by Don Feng. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Don here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Yes, I am doing that. I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yeah, I swear everything I say will be the truth.
Okay. Just to remind you or let you know that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on the procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. All right. I hope that you have received those digital materials I submitted. Yes. Multiple estimates for the repair. That was several years ago before the labor and materials pricing have about doubled. Since pandemic, and the estimates mostly were in 2019, and the inside of the house remained the same condition as the last assessor, Janet, visited in person in my house. Nothing have changed since her visit. What else should I say?
It sounds like
Go ahead, ma'am.
I just was going to say, what I came up with, there were two things you have left undone, the drywall repair and the rescue router, the plumbing part. Is that correct?
Yeah, the drywall, in multiple rooms, and the rescue plumbing for one of the thing that was not done right in the plumbing, okay. And for one bathroom, but that involved a big project because the drywall was on the ceiling and the lower level and etc. And also the front patio, there was I believe there's an estimate for the concrete surface of the front patio from the front porch and three flights of stairs in front.
Are they just worn out? They're still usable? Can you get up to the front door? Is something you need to
Yes, it's usable, but affect the value of the house. They most of those have peeled since the past several years. So most of it already peeled off. And then the house in the county record says that it's a four bedroom However, one bedroom, I attached a photo. I don't know if you got that. Two images of one bedroom. You can see it's irregular ceilings and walls, mm-hmm. and it's actually an attic.
Mm-hmm.
It's, it was a finished.
Yeah.
It's not a like a common regular bedroom.
Yeah. We have that.
You have that, ma'am?
Yes, we have the picture, yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And the materials and labors have been doubled past several years before, after the previous estimate. And the yard condition, half of the yard still remain the same as before. So I just don't feel like, and I visited a couple of houses in my neighborhood that was sold, and then I just don't see the condition of my house is even comparable to the even my next door neighbor that was sold in January 2023. And I welcome assessor to come visit my house again to assess again in person. I don't mind. Yeah, just please consider that the house condition is just not as what is showing on the market value. And also the family condition, I got a divorce after we moved into this house because increased tremendous stress for the renovation. It was a foreclosed property, a lot of unseen, unexpected issues of this house. And because of the stress, I got a divorce in 2019. I moved in October 2018. I got divorced in 2019. And then I was diagnosed stage 4 cancer in January 2020. And thank God, I'm on remission for about 3 years. And then, I just stopped working for the Kemet School District as a assisted a teacher several months ago from mid-September. So my income is limited. I just hope that you could consider all the reasons. And again, you're welcome to send an assessor to my house and assess again. As the last time, Janet, before she retired, she came in person to look at inside my house, and then she assessed the value, and nothing has changed after that.
Okay.
That's all, ma'am. And sir.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Nor do I.
No, I have no questions.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good year. Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the January 10th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 248 for property ID 18495400. The property is owned by Brian and Jenny Flory. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Brian here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in now.
I lost you.
Did you?
I lost your picture.
Oh.
Okay. Just raise your right hand. I guess you'll pop up at some point.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. So I'll try to share here. Oh.
I can't see your picture, so I'm not sure I'm going to see your sharing.
Yeah. Let me see if... it's acting like I need to have the app to do it, and I was just on the browser. So, I don't know if this is going to work. I'll try to get the app real quick, but...
It should load very quickly.
Okay. I'm out in the field, unfortunately, so...
You can also try moving to the lobby and back in. Potentially might work, too. Because you're a presenter, I can no longer move you to the lobby, but if you try going out and then back in, that might help.
Okay. And is that just with the red X, or...?
Yes, potentially.
Okay. I'll try that real quick here. I'm sorry, guys.
Are those grow lights you got back there, and your purple lights back there?
Yeah, we have a lot of plants up here, but they die in the winter if we don't have the lights.
Is that ultraviolet, or what is it?
Maybe. My husband buys them. They're more his babies than mine.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. If you want to share any of your specific evidence, I can pull it up on my screen, too, if that's what you're trying to show. But they also have it in front of them, too.
I was jumping around on Maps Online to just kind of show contour lines and slope. And I just had all those maps up on my browser, so I was just going to click back and forth between them so everybody could just follow along, but... I know you guys can map all those, but obviously.
They're not popping up for you, or what?
Can you pull those up, Allison, with his property and the adjoining property? That might be quicker, and then he could still talk about it.
Yeah. I've got it pulled up on land records now, and we can look at some of the...
Okay.
That might be easier.
Okay, so the basis of my argument for my appeal is that this piece of property is landlocked on all four sides. No access to it by foot through my adjoining property to the east. And it's severely sloped, so even if you can't get to it, it's unbuildable. So that's kind of the basis of my argument there. I don't know. I've looked at properties along the along Whipple Creek, which is the north border of the property, and I don't see any houses that are built below like the 140 foot mark of elevation, and that for this piece of property covers about 30 feet in the southwest corner of the property that may be high enough out of the floodplain and level enough to build a piece of property or to build a building on, which is obviously way too small for that to work. So that's kind of where I was just going to kind of show those. The floodplain, yep, there's one right there. So you can see the severe slope through half the property. And then over to the west or to the east side of the property, you can see that green line coming down through the property. There's a retention pond in the development just to the south, and that is the runoff from that retention pond. So even if you were to try to access the property from mine, which is the property just due east, you have that creek basically now running through the property. So you can't, I can't even walk over there, let alone get a rig over there to do any kind of developing for a house or anything. And then on the west side, there is a dirt road coming in from the south. It would be Northwest 16th Avenue. But it's just an easement to those three properties to the west, and it doesn't come all the way to my property. So accessing it from the west side in is not feasible. And then there's houses and a creek all around the other side. So it's, like I said, the basis of my argument is just there's no way to get to it to build anything. So I feel like it's an unbuildable, unusable piece of property. So,
have you appeared before us before with this property?
Yes.
And did we set the $158,000 value?
No, you did last year, because I just called in on a phone call and didn't present enough evidence, I don't think. But in the previous 5 to 6 years, you guys have assessed it at about $10,000.
Okay.
So last year, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you purchased this back in 2014 for $2,500?
Correct.
And did you buy that from just a gentleman type purchase, or was that through a realtor? Was it actually exposed? Other people could bid on it, or?
It was through a realtor. We bought it in conjunction with the piece of property that we live on, which is the property just to the east. So the same owners owned this piece and knew it wasn't worth anything, so they sold it to us.
It was a
separate deal than the house, but it was in the same process.
And have you had a lot of offers from people to buy it from you?
No, zero.
Okay, I don't have any other questions.
And that creek that runs through there, that's not Whipple Creek. That's a tributary of Whipple Creek?
It's Whipple Creek.
Oh, it is Whipple Creek. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So the floodplain is pretty wide on Whipple Creek. So
How wide is that property?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, because first of all, you have a 100-foot setback on Whipple Creek, so
yeah, it's definitely wider than 100 feet, but I'm not sure exactly. I haven't strung a measurement across the whole thing before.
No, I don't have any other questions on it.
No, neither do I.
Okay. All right.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Great. Thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, thanks.
This is the January 10th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 252 for property ID 26354300. The property address is 7017 Northeast 391st Street, and the property is owned by David and Pamela Martin. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have David here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay, go.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony, make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. No, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So basically what I'm saying on here is that the house needs some repairs to bring it up to code or bring it up to sellability. I've been working on them for the last, 20 years, I guess. Slowly but surely adding them on. The deck and everything's been redone, the painting and that kind of stuff. So this one now is the windows and the, I got a quote on those from DiBella. I believe it's the low one is 35,697 there. And the others for siding. And the low one for there is 52,938. And then I subtracted those from the total for the house to get where I'm at on my version of what I think it is. That's it, basically.
So you've taken away 35 and 52, so 87, 88,000 from your...
Yeah, I guess that says it's on here, 41,218 and 49,108 on the thing I think. On the one I submitted, it says 41,218. Oh, that's over on option A.
Okay.
For that, and then the other one is 49,108, which I think is what I... Oh, I went 52. So, 49 without tax. Okay, right.
So you subtracted that from what the assessor was suggesting and got to 397,956. Is that what you did?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I did.
Okay, because your original one said 451,454, but you changed that.
But yeah, it should have come with a second set, or I updated that. Said they received that in the
It's on there, the second.
Yeah, I got it.
1025, yeah. How old is this house?
It was built in 91.
So 32 years old, okay.
I don't have any other questions.
Right. You got it.
No, I don't have any questions either.
Right.
All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Close the hearing.
This is the January 10th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 246 for property ID 23608400. The property address is 22706 Northeast 176th Ave. And the property is owned by Catherine and Simi Reed. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Catherine here for the appellant. If you can just please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury. Thank you. Just to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. I submitted a letter originally, and then I submitted additional evidence because when the assessor sent in his, he noted that the properties originally and ours were not in 2022. So I submitted five more properties that were in 2022. There was one that was, the sale date was 1/10/2023, but the other four were 2022. Something else I included in our evidence was a map so that all the comparables could be equally compared. I noticed when the assessor noted mileage. The mileage was hard to compare to my comparables because when I put in the driving, the mileage wasn't the same. So in order to be able to look at which comparables were closer, I put them all on the same map. So you can see that in my packet.
Yep.
So his number three and my number two and three, you look on my map. Sorry, I'm looking back at my notes. His number three, so can you find his number, sorry, his number two and my number two? Sorry, my apologies. So my number three and my number one are closest of all of them. And his number one and number three and my number two are actually the same mileage away. So just, I was noting that because in his comparable sheet, that wasn't the mileage he listed.
For which one?
So my comparables, number one and number three, in my second packet of evidence.
Yeah.
There's 2.5 and 2.9 miles away, which are the closest all of them.
Right.
But his number one and number three, the stars overlap, so it's hard to see.
Yep.
And my number two are about the same. They're 5.4, 5.3 are his one and two, one and three. And then my number two is 5.8. So they're about the same. My number four is also 5.6. So those are all around the same mileage away. I tried to stay within the same as his. I did have two that were closer and one that was quite a bit farther away.
Why is his sheet says 2.9 and 2.?
I'm not sure, but when I put driving directions in, that's what I found. I'm not sure how he got that they were that close because they're not.
So do you have any details about the properties themselves that you want to?
I do. So in my letter, I tried to detail out each property. So this is number one is the closest to our home.
This is on your first set?
No, on my second set. In the first set, because the assessor said that those properties we're not in the right year, I submitted new evidence, and I'm just using those. I want to just use those properties.
He only prefers to use the 1 year. We can use later ones if we want to. So just be aware of that.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that. This is only the second year we've done this, then.
Sure.
So actually in both letters, I went through each property and tried to clarify details about each property, acreage, square footage, outbuildings, how they were in detail comparable to our home. And I tried to rank them in order. So the first one is the closest in comparison to our home. The last one is probably the least.
So number one is the number one, sale number one is the closest and number five is the least likely.
Yeah. Yeah. So in my second packet, number five is almost 10 miles away.
Okay.
It has an outbuilding that's bigger than ours. It has a 3-car garage that's similar to ours, but with it being almost 10 miles away, it's the farthest. The outbuilding's almost 400 square feet bigger. But that first home, it's the closest to our home. It's most comparable in square footage. It also has a detached garage. It does have two other outbuildings, but with an outbuilding like ours, we can use ours as an ADU. It didn't have that, but it has outbuildings similar to ours. So I also try to look for every single comparable has outbuildings like we have, so not just a standalone. Similar square footage, similar acreage.
Did you look at the assessor's comps at all?
I did.
Do you have any explanations of why they're so much more, much higher than yours are? Or
so one of them has a detached garage that's 3 times the size of ours.
Which is 1, 2, or 3? Do you know which one?
Comparable one.
Okay.
Has a detached garage that's 3 times the size of ours.
Three times the size of your ADU?
Our detached garage.
Okay. Do you
the detached? Which one's your detached? Oh, there it is. Okay. And how he's got you listed, well, I don't know. I don't know what your size is because he's got listed the value.
He has outbuilding value 0 on yours.
Well, but the detached garage, he's got a value of $108,000.
I'm just looking at the grid that they sent us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see that. What's the square footage on your garage?
So our garage is 660 square feet, and then we have an ADU that's about 448.
Okay, is that the detached garage? Is that what he's calling the detached garage?
I don't know. I think he's calling the detached garage 660 because that's what I have. Our detached garage is 660 square feet.
So you have a detached garage and the ADU both?
Yes.
Okay. And the ADU, you said it's 400, between 400 and 500 feet, square feet?
It's 480.
480.
Yeah, I was just looking back at my notes.
Okay. And so there's no garage attached to your house?
No, it's detached.
Okay. So is it comp number one that you said had a detached garage 3 times the size of yours? Is that the 1,374 square feet?
Yeah. So the first comp has a garage. It doesn't say that it's detached. It just says it has a garage that's 1,374 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then his comparable number two has almost 5 acres, that's twice the acreage we have. Which I included. I have a home in one of our comparables that also has more acreage than ours. But most of the homes, like that was my comparable number one, has 5, but I also noted that it has
It's interesting. The assessor didn't make any adjustment for the difference in the land size.
That's what I noticed as well. That was one of the things that I took into account, though, is that they have more acreage, but they didn't have necessarily...
They didn't give any adjustment for that.
Yeah.
Hey.
And you're actually in the city of Battleground, or are you outside the city limits?
We're outside the city limits.
So you said, did you appear before us last year?
I did.
And what did we do? What was our...
You kept my value the same.
And so we didn't raise it at all? Or no. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you went with my...
We lowered it to 727.
Right, I know it was 727, but I didn't know if that was our decision or...
That was your decision, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was...
Sorry, I'm not sure how to phrase that.
Yeah, that's fine.
It was 816 originally by the assessor.
So in future years, just for you, if you have a decision from us, if you've seen us the previous year, include a copy of that decision with your packet.
Okay.
All those decisions... Allison has to sit and look all that up because we don't have all that right in front of us.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's fine. You didn't know, but that just is helpful. Then I don't have to ask you all those questions.
I will make a note of that right now. Thank you.
Sure.
My mom helps me with this because she's gone through it before.
Oh, really? Well, lucky yeah. You. Most people don't have anybody to help them. I don't have any other questions.
I'm okay. How about you, John?
I'm okay on it.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is the January 10th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition 255 for property ID 186267000. The property address is 13520 Northeast Betts Road, and the property is owned by Kelly Rodriguez. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Kelly here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
You know, we've got an echo. Can you hear
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. If you find the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that fail in this hearing. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions on the procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. Do you have another microphone on by any chance? We're getting a feedback echo.
I am so sorry. Our office is right off 78th Street, and it's really busy, so that's probably part of the problem.
Okay. So go ahead and tell us whatever you want to.
Okay. So my property is very unique in that I have over an acre, and I'm sure that's part of why it's assessing so high. However, the property is not very usable. It's surrounded by water. I'm very close to Salmon Creek. It's I'm on the high side, so thankfully when it does start to rise like it is right now, I don't have to be as concerned as the other side, but it also means that I don't quite have water access. It's not easy to get down, like I don't have a beach to the water. And then the other side has wetlands because it drains off of the hill above me into my yard, and where my house sits is kind of surrounded by water and it's down a hill. So if I wanted to try to build another house or a bigger house, I don't know that I would be able to get permits to do that, but I have not sought any advice on that out. My realtor, I did look into possibly selling in 2022, and my realtor, she always has a hard time finding comps for my house because it is fairly unique. It's small. It's only 837 square feet. And she was guessing that if I were to sell it, I would be able to get around 475 to 500 for it. And so to have it assessed at 600,000 seemed a little high to me. I mean, I do love my house. It is beautiful. It does have a great view, but it also comes with a lot of stress. Like this morning, I had a large limb fall from a tree, and because of all the rain and the snow, and it just narrowly missed my car and my house. And I had to go out there and move part of it because it was blocking part of my driveway. So I know that these are all opinions and not like facts from any professional. But sometimes that's just how it goes with a home. It has to be assessed by what is useful, in my opinion. And it's just a unique house, and it needs a unique perspective on the value of it.
How far back on Betts Road are you?
I'm not all the way back. I want to say like a half a mile. I'm right down where it curves. I don't know how familiar you are with Betts Road, but there are a few houses up the hill from my house. I am on the creek side. There's a few houses that are not on the creek side. I talked to one of my neighbors the other day when we were at the mailbox petting another neighbor's cat, and he said that he doesn't have to have flood insurance, but I do. My flood insurance is about 5 times as much as my homeowner's insurance because I'm so close to the creek.
So you're saying your view is of the creek? Is that what your view is? Because they have, the assessor says on his comp, no, they didn't give anything for view at all.
Oh, no, I have a view of the creek.
Nor did they give any of your comps, any kind of a view. And two of them.
Have you looked at the picture online in the GIS system?
Me, yes. Yes.
Is that what your house looks like now?
It is, yes. I painted it a few years ago, so it's the pretty blue color. What you can't see in that picture is I actually took pictures and videos when it was flooding, not flooding, but really, really high a couple of weeks ago, like a month or so ago. And all of my friends and family members were like, wow, because you could see the creek from this view that you can see here. You can see the creek behind it. It's really close. There's a curve to the creek at the very back of my property.
And how long have you lived there? How long have you lived
there? 7 years, a little over 7 years. I looked at the comps that the assessor's office, I'm actually looking at it right now. And so one of the comps that they suggested is very close to my house. I actually walk past it a lot when I'm out on walks outside. And it's the one that sold for a little over $1 million.
Uh-huh.
Their lot size is very similar to mine, and they do have creek access. However, they have a lot of usable space, and their house is like four times the size of mine. But they have an area where they can go down and get in the water. I can do that. It's a little dangerous, but I can get into the water. It's very rocky, and they also have a big area to drive by. They have like a circular driveway. I did take a look at that one in particular because their property itself is very similar to mine.
They're on the other side of the creek. Are they on the other side?
Sorry? Yes, they're on the other side. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is that Salmon Creek Avenue that you can see there in front of their house, or is that their driveway?
Yes. Yes, that's Salmon Creek Avenue.
Okay.
Yep. The other two houses that they sent in, the homes themselves are very similar to mine in size and age. They had a lot more property though. And it looked like it was more usable property. Like if they wanted to build another, like a detached garage, I do have a detached garage. It's very old. The foundation has a huge crack in it. I don't park my car in there because I'm not sure if it would fit because I have a, SUV, and I've never tried to park it in the garage. I also have the septic tank that's in between the house and the garage, and it's I have a sand mound that's on one side that's near the creek, and then the drain fields are on the other side of the house and the garage. I thought about sending in pictures to you, but it's really hard to really get a grasp of what my property looks like just by pictures. You almost have to go and see it. And I don't know if I could send in a video, but it's too late now. But
so you think 528 is a fair value for it? That's what you asked for.
I do, because I think that that's very. I think that that would be around what I could have sold it for then. Even though my realtor didn't think I could get that much, I think that people would have paid more because of the view. I mean, that's why I fell in love with it.
Could you enlarge that home, or could somebody in the future, is there enough usable space to add on to it?
I might be able to go up.
Okay.
But I don't think you can build out anyway.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Are the comparable properties that you put on here, are they on the creek?
They are not. I had a hard time finding anything that was similar to mine. I went based on properties that were beautiful, that the land itself was beautiful, and the house was similar in size and age.
I think Riverside Way might have a view. That's down below Riverside Drive.
There was one that had a small view, yeah.
I think that was probably Riverside Way.
Well, isn't it Cold Winter Road? Isn't that on the creek up there?
In Battlegrounds?
Yeah, Cold Winter Road is on that.
Yeah, I don't think that one had a view, though. I think it was just a nice piece of property.
Do you think the counties, all the counties comps have a view of the creek? I know comp 3 does because you said that's your neighbor.
Yes, comp 3 does. The other two, I didn't see anything on them. I didn't see views on them. They just had, they had good usable land, like if you wanted a nice garden or another garage or something like that.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. No further questions. All right, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Close the hearing.
This is the January 10th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 10 for property ID 12481717. The property address is 3542 Northwest Norwood Street, and the property is owned by Paul and Carol Taylor. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one here for the assessor's office, but we do have Carol here for the appellate. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Thank you. So shall I, can you turn me to you so I can share my screen?
You should be the presenter. If you look at the bottom of your screen, the middle button says share, and that should allow you to share your screen.
Okay. Share, where is my PDF file? Okay. Yeah, I think it's this one. Are you able to see it?
Not yet.
No, yeah, but we have it here on paper, so we can always follow along.
Okay.
There it is. Okay.
Okay, so first I apologize. I made a mistake on the first page for the date. Suppose the January, a hearing date, January 10th, 2024, not 2023. So I made this mistake here. Okay.
Got it.
So I correct it. Okay.
I have one, Carol, I have one other question too. I noticed on the front of your petition, you asked for 744,600, but on your worksheet here, you said proposed 706,161.
Yeah.
Which
so
one
the one on the presentation slides is accurate.
That's the one you want, 706.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now let's go for the first slides. And essentially, this is just information, you know, from your website, what was assessed, and the history of previously. I appealed, and I started appeal from 2013. And the green area on the last column, essentially, I went to state. So 3 years from 2015 to 2017, I went to state for appeal and got this data. And this is what just showing you the history. Red line is assess the value each year since 2013. And the blue area is essentially either your office and our state determined what's the rate. So the state for 3 years, it was green. And anything from BOE was black. You can see, you know, from 2019, you did pretty good. And then from 2020, essentially you paralyzed with state assessment. Okay, so when last year, July, I got your assessment, I feel really high, but I had a vacation scheduled. I don't have a time to do appeal within 30 days. So I leave it as is. So now, and this is essentially the previous thing, and we are determining 2023 value, and I'm proposing $607,161 as the beginning of last year value. Okay, and so rest is I want to present my reason. This is my house, what it look like, and this is a comparable number two, and what it look like picture, and also compare one, what it look like. Okay, and so I put the data into it, into your format, and essentially, you know, I feel this two houses is comparable to my house, and then I average the two comparable house data into one. The blue line is the average of those two sold home, and so it's come out is the average. And then from a dollar per square foot based on the comparable and the data, the square footage is $222 per square foot. And my house is slightly bigger than the comparable, about, you know, 80 square foot bigger. So I assumed when you have a bigger square foot, usually square footage in unit, dollar per square footage will be going down. So I assumed, this is my determination, and assumed my house dollar square foot is $221, just a $1 short, okay? And then I calculate back from $221 per square foot to multiply my house square footage and come out the value. Okay, the value is $758,000. So according to your policy, you know, if I have a house has a problem, and if I provide the evidence of a quote, and then you will deduct from the housing value, because those two comparable are fully cleaned and repaired before they put on the market for sale. So my house is built 2005, so it's essentially is a 19 years old house, and I have not painted on the outside exterior, and the roof has a problem. And, you know, so I unclose the quote in next page. So, in that's, you know, the contractor go up and take a picture and say how many problems I have on the roof. Okay, so that's the roof picture. I do have a more, but the rest of them are smaller problem than those. So the quote, it was a professional contract, exterior home solution, and they particularly replaced in the repair roof. And they said, you know, for 19 years old house, and you have so many problems, if the roof needed to be replaced.
How old is the house?
19 years old. So the house is built 2005. In my neighborhood, just, you know, around the Norwood, and within like 10 houses on each side, I saw three or four houses is already replaced. The same subdivision replaced the roof. So within left side, my right side of a house, and within 10 houses, both sides, I have saw three or four houses already did the roof replacement. But this one is, you know, did a quote for it, and they took a picture of those. And he said, you know, Carol, you know, your home now currently not leaking. Okay, inside is not leaking. Previous leaking I already fixed. So 90 years old, and the two plates of a roof was leaking before, and even come to the ceiling drywall. And how we know, because on the ceiling drywall, and it's have a wet spots. Those are repaired because you cannot delay repaired. But when the person called it, is I did not invite, and that contract was replaced roof on my neighborhood. So he did ask if you want a quote to do it. And at that moment, and I don't have a leak on my roof. Now, just last week, my husband found in there is a wet spot on my kitchen roof. So probably I got to take action soon because now it's raining. Don't want a big. But when he called it, I was no leaking, so I did not take action. But I seems, you know, I have to take action now because one spot is leaking in kitchen ceiling. Okay. And so this is for 19 years old, the house, and I have not painted for the house for 19 years. So the contractor called it for the price. And so I have not go ahead to fix it, but I'm thinking 2024, I probably got to do it. Otherwise, you know, the HOA is going to follow me up, and it's 20 years old, they hung home, and there are water loading on the water trim. I even can see it just by standing around the house. The high one, I couldn't see it because I don't get up to see second level, you know, water, the trim and the water loading. But down there, you know, around the garage door, around the front, and any of those water trim, I standing on the ground can see and need to be replaced.
Okay.
Okay, and so those two quotes, and this is a repeated, last slide is a repeated slide, you know, so essentially, and I presented evidence and for the quote, and according to your policy, and you deduct the roof replacement and the repaint, it come out $706K. So this is what I'm proposing, and of course, you are the boss. You determine what is fair. And 19 years old house, and never did a roof replacement, and never did any paint. And it's a time to, you know, it's reasonable for me to present the cost and for you. And the next year, because I did not do the work 2023, and the next, if I do it the summer of 2024, maybe the price will be even more high.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't have any other questions.
Yes.
No, I said I don't have any other questions. They were very complete.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days. You have any questions, John?
No. No,
I'm good.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Close the hearing.